Gentlemen,
but now that war has been declared,
ladies and gentlemen,
we will leave the war.
Make no mistake,
America's nation is sad, but we're also tough and resolute. And now's an opportunity to do generations a favor. But now that war has been declared on us, we will leave the world.
It is my reminder of lives that ended in a task that does not end. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Sensible way with all of the weapons at our disposal, and one of those weapons is military force used in an appropriate way. It's not so much the size of whatever military response you might have, but does it do the job? Does it get to the heart of the problem?
Today we're talking about the mobilization of reserve and guard troops. Such a mobilization is a strong symbol of this nation's resolve.
This war on terrorism is going to take a while. And the American people must be patient. I'm going to be patient. I'm not going to be distracted. I will keep my focus to make sure that not only are these brought to justice, but anybody who's been associated will be brought to justice.
It is my hope that in the months and years ahead, life will return almost to normal. We'll go back to our lives and routines, and that is good. Or you are with the terrorists.
Ladies and gentlemen, our heroes will now open the marketplace.
Has a decision to make. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists. After all that has just passed, all the lives taken, and all the possibilities and hopes that died with them, it is natural to wonder if America's future is one of fear.
Und niemals erlahmen, und niemals ermüden, und niemals vertragen, und niemals verzweifeln. Der kostbarste Besitz auf dieser Welt aber.
And I will see you all tomorrow night. Tonight we are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom. Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done. I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it. I will not yield. I will not rest. I will not relent in waging the struggle for freedom and security for the American people. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war. And we know that God is not neutral between them.
Our children who will be born this year will come of age in the 21st century. What kind of society, what kind of world are we building for them? Will we ourselves be at peace?
20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll program.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
No matter what I achieve, I always have this irritating sensation of emptiness and futility. No matter what I achieve, I always have this irritating sensation of emptiness and futility. No matter what I achieve, I always have this irritating sensation of emptiness and futility. No matter what I achieve, I always have this irritating sensation of emptiness and futility. No matter what I achieve, I always have this irritating sensation of emptiness and futility. No matter what I achieve, I always have this irritating sensation of emptiness and futility. No matter what I achieve, I always have this irritating sensation of emptiness and futility.
Oh yeah, I hate that.
I want to be awed by my own accomplishments. I want to be compared to great men. I want to change people's minds. I want to set trends, destroy preconceptions, be loved by beautiful women. I want the image I have of myself and myself to become one. No matter what I achieve, I always have this irritating sensation of emptiness and futility.
You know, you work and you work, and you make sacrifices. You try to get up on your own two feet, by yourself, so no one can hold that against you. And when you make it, when you accomplish it, they take it away. And now they want to make you feel guilty for trying to work yourself to death.
Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
His heart is in his mouth. One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
I'm good at what I do.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Is what men call renunciation.
Is what men call discipline.
Renunciation.
Renunciation.
No man is disciplined.
No man is disciplined.
Without renouncing willful intent.
No man is disciplined.
Against no principles. He's not even patriotic.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
Renunciation and discipline.
Our airports will serve five times as many passenger miles. We will need housing for 100 million more people.
Inboard cutoff.
Inboard engines out.
I'm inboard cutoff.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Ever radio extravaganza.
You're good at 1 minute.
It's drifting to a close.
We're through the region of maximum dynamic pressure now. Yeah, I'm still down here.
And I'm glad I could join me.
We're 1350
for this final.
Set 8 miles downrange, 12 miles high. Velocity 4,000 feet per second. Stand by for mode 1, Charlie.
Which reminds me about next week at 6:30. Set your clocks. Move them ahead to 6:30 right now. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Downrange 35 miles, 30 miles high. Standing by.
I only just tuned in right now. So it's my inclination to go to the webpage called counterfolk.com/last ever. And I'm going to listen to last night's show. I am going to listen to the show from 5 years ago. I'm going to listen to next year's programming on KOOP Austin, 91.7 FM. This time and only this time, you have been listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. If you don't have a computer, you can email me at ken@counterfolk.com. Or in just a few minutes, for those technically inclined, you can call up the station, 512-472-KOOP.
Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Tortured by the memory of having been with me, of having caressed me. Will you wonder if I'm with other men? Will you be jealous? Will you become obsessed? Will you carry your disappointment around with you forever? Will you be modeling and antisocial? Will you get into fights? Will you expect other women to be somehow more like me? My mouth, my eyes, the way I wear my hair. Will you? Will you be like that, you think? It's the nature of things, you know. Regret. Will you? Will you be like that, you think? It's the nature of things, you know. Regret. Do you think I'm very beautiful? He lacks faith and therefore patience. The giving of himself has left him empty and old before his time. He is desperate, and his frustration mounts to overflowing before giving way to his final and audacious mistake. Finally, he caves in, gives up, and takes what is offered.
Does anyone need any assistance? Can I help someone? Does anyone need any help? Can I help someone? Does anyone need any assistance? Can I help someone? Can I help someone? Does anybody need any help? Anyone need any assistance? Can I help someone? Does anyone need any help? Does anyone need any assistance? Can I help someone? Can I help someone? help someone? Does anyone need any help? Does anybody need any assistance? Can I help someone? Does anybody need any help?
Ken's last ever
Can I help someone?
Radio extravaganza.
Does anybody need any help?
You can hear Ken's last ever radio extravaganza last week, September 24th, from 1 to 2 p.m. Or if you miss tomorrow's show, you can tune in October 1st. That's tomorrow. 6:30 to 7 p.m. Tomorrow is the last ever radio extravaganza. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 6:30 at night until 7. To listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza when you can't listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Can I help someone?
Use a computer and go to counterfolk.com/last ever. Listen to so many.
Can I help someone? Do I need any help? Can I help someone? To hear the same thing. Why didn't I get to hear the same thing? Ken's last ever radio extravaganza will next air on Co-op Radio 91.7 FM this coming Tuesday, October 7th, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Austin time.
as well as the following Tuesday, October 14th, at the same time, 6:30 to 7. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
It's drifting to a close.
It's drifting to a close. And the webpage that you can find out information is at counterfolk.com/lastever. You can find out his schedule. You can find out... Anyway, you can listen to the shows that already happened, because that's what you wanted to hear anyway, isn't it? You didn't want to hear this. You didn't want to hear something that's happening right now. And that's what the web is for. It's for things from the before. Counterfolk.com/lastever.
Set your clocks.
You can send email to me and say... What? The email address is ken@counterfolk.com. Tune in next week, Tuesday night, 6:30 to 7, and the following week, Tuesday night, 6:30 to 7.
To the webpage called counterfolk.com.
Who is that?
/lastever. I'm going to listen to last night's show. I'm going to listen
to the show from 5 years ago. I'm going to listen to
next year's program
on KOOP. Listen. Last week, but I wasn't, and the 2 weeks I will also, you could hear it, I wasn't, I heard it, but you, if, and 3 weeks ago, and 4 weeks ago, and 5 weeks ago, and 6 weeks ago, and 7 weeks ago, and 8 weeks ago, and there are other ones, there's the year, and 3 months, and 4 days, but later, and, that's not, well, I have to say this thing, and it doesn't make sense on some, but on, there's, if, on the radio, I'm gonna just, I'll say it, K WOOP Austin now concludes broadcast day. Co-op is cooperatively run community radio for Austin, Texas, and is licensed to the Board of Directors of the Texas Occasional Broadcasting Cooperative Incorporated with the Federal Communications Commission. Co-op does business as Austin Co-op Radio and broadcasts at 91.7 megahertz with an effective radio power 3,000 watts. That's 3 kilowatts. Co-op is a non-commercial and educational station and depends heavily on listener contributions and business underwriting.
Yeah.
Really? Real bad.
Association of Broadcasters Co-op broadcast 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on Co-op do not necessarily reflect those of the Board of Directors, staff members, or underwriters. Our offices and studio are located on the third floor of 304 East 5th Street in downtown Austin. For further information about Co-op, call our office line at 512-472-1369. Stay tuned to 91.7 FM for KVRX, student radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Join us again tomorrow morning at 9 for more great community radio programming. Thank you for listening to Co-op, your community radio station. And now you're still listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
What did they do to you?
This is Co-op, K-O-O-P Austin, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Yeah, Mr. Potato Head.
That has distinct characteristics, personality.
Thank you.